I do think that going in with a little more uncertainty would be better for the fans and sort of more interesting for the people that study the game. Certainly less certainty, but I think that's one of the things the AFL have tried to do over the last 4 or 5 years, is kind of add to the chaos, if you like, make it harder to really control the game from the coach's box. So more frustrating for us, but I get the hypothesis that that would be a good thing for the game.
It's chaos. Absolute chaos. I'll go home and have a few beers.
So clearly Rod put that last bit on. It was great to have Jerry back today and Chris Scott, Geelong coach, join him on the show. Fantastic chat. Broad footy issues discussed, not just Geelong, but state of the game. And you wanted the interview to go for longer, and you can find it all at sen.com.au. That point that he made about let's go inside unseen, let's have a couple of scratch mates. Because his point he was making was we're having a go. We're all boots in these practice games we're playing. Now we're picking our best teams available, and we might play 6 or 8 quarters or periods, but for the first 4 of those, we're really sort of having a go in our match format, in our game day format for round one. That's what we want to have a look at. And his view was, so if we're going with our best team and we're actually sort of pushing pretty hard, why don't we just extend the season? Why don't we extend the season, give the players more football, give the fans more football? If we're going to televise the thing, let's make it for points. And I don't mind it. I don't mind. I'd love to hear from people whether they have a view on that. 1-300-736-736.
I wouldn't say I got confused, but I sort of was thinking that he actually would enjoy the preseason games, but with this quest that the AFL is having to make it less influential by the coaches, that this is yet another vehicle that they can do. And if that's the case, well, let's go ahead and play the extra games in order to help that cause. I think most coaches, though, would like 1 or 2 preseason games just to put into practice what they've been doing and find out the areas in which you need to tweak. When you do it against your
yeah,
own,
of course,
who 100% know what the game plan is, you don't always get the type of evidence that you have even in a practice game environment. So I would think that most coaches would like at least 1 game against a different opponent in order just to have a look at those things. And even if it's those like we saw with Hawthorn and Geelong and a few of the other teams where it's those, oh, we'll play six periods. Just so we can test it. I don't know in any, unless I'm misunderstanding, and you think he's saying, I don't want practice games. I'm not sure it was as clear cut as that.
I reckon he almost came out. That was what I was hearing. Now, I may have been
hearing. I think he's only saying that on the basis, well, this is what the AFL are trying to do. They're trying to take control out of the coaches.
No, I think he said as a coach, so he put 2 hats on.
Right.
As a fan who likes talking about the footy on the Monday morning, let me just see it without having any disclosed form.
Right.
But clearly, when he takes that hat off and put the coach's hat back on, he's speaking from the position that you've just illustrated. Play King Island's Pure Golf Links courses talk back. Pab's in Bondi. I don't know whether you want to talk about this or something else, Pab, but welcome to the show.
Yeah, I've just got my 2 cents to chip in, boys. I'm pretty sure, practice matches and all that kind of stuff was back in the days when footy players weren't full-time. They're now full time, so I reckon I'm with you guys. Start the season a couple of weeks early, and get it going.
I tell you what, I'll tell you who'd like it. The old broadcasters would like it, and I tell you what, I reckon fans would like it.
What about this, Andy? What about if you had those practice games?
Yep.
But okay, you might open the gates and have some fans in there, but make it a rule that you're not going to televise them. Is that the point that you're trying to make?
No.
You want that really clean start from a. Every game that I'm going to watch on television and promote is actually for real and for points, as opposed to having these and I'm watching these practice games that mean nothing?
I think yes, to the former point you raised. We've got to get to a break. Julio's going to jump in after 5. We'll take a whole lot of calls on this. 1-300-736-736. Do you like the idea of just scrapping the practice games? And if you want to get wound up and go, let's go a couple of weeks early.